What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside WWE superstar Xavier Woods. For now, yeah, of course. And, of course, the host of the greatest YouTube channel on the internet. Thank up, you. Up, down, down.
Woo!
What an intro. Austin Creed!
Yeah!
Woo! Finally making your debut. You know,
very excited.
On Kinda Funny Games Daily. Of course, you're the commish as well.
This is very true.
Well, you've come
commish.
And the joke's gone on long enough, and you've come to give me back my title. Because, of course, this Johnny Ace business, it's just Nick. It was Nick. And he can't just keep changing personas and somehow scream me out of the title.
So, are you saying that Johnny Ace is here so you can challenge him?
Well, neither of them are here, which is the problem.
Oh,
Nick and Johnny Ace didn't come into work yet. So, that's a little fun wrinkle they're doing.
So, you just want
to
be given the championship?
I think as it was just taken. It was just taken from
me. I would give you a fair shot.
That'd be a first.
No,
you know, in your commissioner reign here, it'd be a first.
No, it would not. Look back through the annals of time at all of the things that I've done as commissioner in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I've made great matches that have been very entertaining for all the best friends out there.
That's true.
Yeah, see that? Yeah. See that? Great commissioner.
Woo!
I will go on record saying I am the greatest commissioner that Kinda Funny has ever had.
Well, again, you're the only one, so I think that's just...
I am the greatest.
You're not proving him wrong.
Shut up, Barrett. Yeah. You know, you have to see me every day. Austin, why are you in town?
For GDC.
How's it going?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's great. Got in yesterday. I like it because it's kind of a much easier to get around E3.
Sure. More laid back, right?
Yes.
This is more about getting in there with the developers and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah. More of an experience rather than just like, hey, here's some of our big new titles. Look at these previews and wait for 3 hours in line to come play them.
Right.
As far as the stuff that we've seen, like... The Oculus Quest, by far the best thing so far.
Yeah. Blew my mind.
You can play Beat Saber wherever you want. You don't need PC or anything.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I couldn't understand it. If you're not familiar with the Quest, it's the wireless Oculus, right? Mm. But when I heard that, originally we had been getting pitched of, hey, we want to work with some Beat Saber stuff, maybe do some exclusives of the announcements. Mm. It didn't come together, so like, come to the event and try out the Quest. I was like, okay, whatever. I've used the wireless Vive before. Like, it's not a big deal. And so I got there, put it on, and started into Beat Saber. And the first question was like, where are the headphones? Like, I can hear it. And like, oh no, the band shoots the audio at your ears, so you don't need headphones. And I was like, okay, it sounds awesome. Thanks. Did one song, and at the end, they were like, all right, you want another song? And I took it off. I'm like, no. Wait, I looked around. I'm like, where are the cameras?
Yeah.
And they looked at me like I'm an idiot. I'm like, they're in the headset. And I'm like, oh, okay, where's the PC?
Yes,
and like,
that's the biggest question.
No, it's the headset and the two wands. And I was like, this is magic. But I don't know how this is.
That's what made me feel like they're selling it perfectly because they said that they told me that there was no PC, that it was all in the headset, but I feel like they didn't.
Yeah.
I feel like they want you to go on that ride and
sure.
ask these questions so
sure.
that it blows your mind. Because we were there for, maybe an hour total?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until half an hour in. And we were already, so we used the Quest, and then you've got the Rift S, which is, it's still tethered, but like the insides are better.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until we were using that, and they started pulling stuff up on the PC. I'm like, oh, they're just both linked to the same account on there?
Yeah.
Like, no, there's no PC for this one. And I had to go back and do everything again, now knowing that there's no PC.
And that's the thing. I put up a tweet about it. I know you did too. But so many people were asking me questions about it. Like, all right, well, what about like, is it a screen door effect like on PlayStation VR? Is there a noticeable drop between it and the other Oculuses? And the problem I had answering that question is the fact that I put it on not knowing I wasn't tethered or not knowing I wasn't to a PC.
Yeah.
So I put it on and as usual, I was like, oh, yep, the tracking is still way better than PlayStation VR. Mm. It looks better than PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
That's my expertise is PlayStation VR. So for me, I had no idea it was different or less powerful until it was off. And I was like, oh, like that wasn't. And then I went downstairs and played other Oculus games. And some of them were in rougher shape because they were newer games. But I was playing with a tethered Oculus, right?
Yeah.
The fanciest, blah, blah. And that looked worse than the game I just played. Now, granted, Beat Saber, of course, released a fantastic game. Mm-hmm. Maybe simpler than what I was playing on the other ones. But still, it was like, I at no point was like, blah.
Exactly.
This looks like a mobile or a PC-less version of this.
It's incredible. It doesn't look dumbed down at all. Because I feel like a lot of times with the standalone VR units, you have like, okay, golf putting simulator or this or that. It's like, I know, these like random like
these
like
weird mobile games. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but
exactly.
This is actually playing like real titles.
Yeah.
that you can also play tethered, but like now you can just play them in the middle of the airport. You know?
Totally. Yeah. And that was my thing. You know, I was talking to friends about it of, you know, I was doing Beat Saber for a while every morning and after it launched on PlayStation VR, and it was like my little exercise
there
thing.
You go.
And
yeah.
When did I lose it? When I went on vacation, because I didn't want to pack all my PlayStation VR
exactly.
stuff. But now literally to be able to toss that in a bag and be ready to go. To be able to toss it in a bag and show it to your friends who don't use any of this stuff or have any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Somebody told me the best demo for VR is watching someone else demo
sure.
VR.
Yeah.
You can see how much fun they're having.
Yeah, exactly.
So I travel with my Rift.
Nice.
I keep it in my wrestling bag, just like packed in all my stuff.
Sure.
But again, so this would take out both sensors.
Yeah.
Take out the fact that I have to set up my PC too. So like last night I was playing Electronauts for like 2 hours just like to chill out. But to be able to have that in just one headset, just throw it on and play.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about there may be more news on the discless Xbox. Is Walmart getting into streaming? And will the commish set things right? We'll find out because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Patreon.com/Kind of Funny Games with your questions, comments, concerns, bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. Then watch us record it live. Twitch.tv/Kind of Funny Games. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you. Kansas City, the world tour is coming to you March 30th. Come hang out with us. Go to Planet Comic Con if you want. We'll be doing panels. If you don't want to, you don't need a pass to get into the meet and greet that night. New York City, we are coming for you April 6th. Don't forget, we'll be there. I heard you got so excited about the Kind of Funny World Tour. You guys are doing some kind of wrestling thing the next day.
There's something there.
That's neat.
Well, regardless if I'm there wrestling or not, I'll be there for the Kind of Funny stuff.
Cool.
At least in town, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I'm hoping to get a beer with Vince. He's just making a lot of good moves over there recently.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You enjoy that beer.
He
have fun with that.
He's a very, you know, he's making the right kind of decisions and letting karma settle some scores that I think a lot of people would agree with.
You know what? You enjoy your life. I'm going to enjoy mine from now on.
Fine, I will too. It's no big deal.
Perfect.
You can keep up with where the world tour goes next at kindoffunny.com/events. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Tom Bach, and Blackjack. Today we're brought to you by Robin Hood and Third Love, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. 5 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Number one is an audiovisual. Barrett, if you see, I put a note there. Kevin, please show this. I didn't thought Kevin would be driving. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. I don't mean to offend
How
you.
How dare you?
I don't know anymore who it's going to be. We might have more information here on the discless Xbox One S. Has it been cited? We don't know. Jez, Corden, and Matt Brown over at Windows Central have this report. Recently, we received product photographs of the upcoming Xbox Maverick discless Xbox console, which will be called Xbox One S All Digital Edition. In addition to a bit of additional text, on how Microsoft plans to position the device. Barrett, if you want to show this to the video people, you can scroll down and they recreated the photos they got in Photoshop so as not to give away who sent the photos of the thing. So that's just what it looks like. Initially revealed by Brad Sams at Throt.com, Maverick is the code name of the upcoming Xbox One S model that has no disc drive. Instead, the console will be entirely digital. Recently, we revealed that it will have a mid-April debut, likely at Inside Xbox, with an early mid-May launch window. Additional documents we received indicate the launch date could be May 7th, 2019, with all existing Xbox markets targeted in a global simultaneous release. The design of the Xbox One S All Digital appears to be virtually identical to the current Xbox One S, without the disk drive and eject button. The product shots we received seem to indicate that it will come with a 1TB hard drive and with Forza Horizon 3, Sea of Thieves, and Minecraft digital codes bundled into the box. It doesn't look as though it will be bundled with Microsoft's Netflix-like subscription service for games, Xbox Game Pass. Our information suggests that the Xbox One S All Digital Edition will have the lowest recommended retail price of all current Xbox One consoles aimed at newcomers in the ecosystem, although the exact pricing is unknown at this time. It seems that Microsoft is keen to position the All Digital Edition as a member of the Xbox One family rather than a replacement to the Blu-ray disc-based versions that are currently out with Xbox One S and Xbox One X. As such, it doesn't sound as though Microsoft is ready to ditch discs entirely as it gears up to hit the next gen with the long-rumored Xbox Scarlet consoles named Lockhart and Anaconda. Austin Creed, what does this do for you?
I'm trying to make it all make sense in my head.
Sure.
And because I don't want to sound like the oh, back in my day, and we don't need to get rid of this and this. But like, it's not like a fear, but the realization that I've come to over the past couple of years is like, physical video games are becoming a historic thing.
Sure. They're like vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah. And it kind of like freaks me out because there's so many things that if they're not set in a physical space, like we're just going to lose that. It's not going to become part of history.
Sure.
Not saying that this is a bad thing or anything, especially when they touch on the fact that it's probably for new people in the ecosystem. Yep. Makes it a lot easier for them. Cause I know I travel with a hard drive for my PlayStation, but I still enjoy having like the disc at my house of a little collection. But I think it's something that could be cool for people.
So, yeah.
Also, like they said, it'll be the lowest retail price.
Yeah. That's so the biggest thing, nice. Right? Is like really, really, really knocking down that barrier to entry, especially exactly. With as much as Xbox has done right on the services level.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a $99 Xbox One S, right? That has no thing and it's just stream or downloading content. That gets super exciting in terms of, okay, cool. Maybe it'll probably be like $150, I would think, maybe $200. Yeah. But like, you get that to a point where somebody looks at it and like, well, if I get that for my kid and I get them Xbox Game Pass, then they have unlimited stuff to go play with, right?
That's perfect. That's Christmas for the next like 6 years. Right. They can play everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the idea of everything being digital, especially, so I think it's very attractive when I was growing up, I never really asked for anything but video games.
Sure.
So I kind of like, I would get like Sonic and, you know, Comic Zone and all that stuff like when it came out.
That's right, Sega Kid, yeah.
Oh yeah, big Sega Kid.
Oh yeah.
But I think that it's interesting for the fact that there are tons of families that can't just get Xbox One X and they can't get
sure.
PS4 and they can't do this. So this is something that's really cool for them because, like it says, bringing new people into the ecosystem. But obviously video games, I don't know, for me, it's a very great, it's a great thing to have in the house because it's a way for like parents to be able to bond with their kids
sure.
and all types of stuff. Like
and
that,
it's also so. Good. I mean, like I think there are a lot of people and granted, we keep talking about what's going on with whatever Microsoft's doing with their streaming platform. Yeah. But right now, okay, cool. You want a second Xbox for downstairs. You want it for traveling. You want it for it. You don't want to invest in another X. This is something you only use once in a while when somebody's on the TV.
Yeah.
Why not pick up the cheaper, you know, digital only one?
Yeah.
And it's interesting the product shot they recreated and what they're seeing at Windows Central. I would hope that since it was just digital, it would be a completely different form factor and super tiny.
Yeah.
But I understand it still needs the innards in there to run and make it happen. I'm more excited to see what happens with if there is just a streaming Xbox, what that next step is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they keep trying to prime everybody for.
Because especially so it's what, 1 terabyte, you said?
Yeah. That's what they're saying right now, Windows Central. Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope that it's smaller, some sort of slim
type
of situation like the PS4.
We'll see. Let's stay on this all digital future and go to another weird one for you. Number two. Matt Kim over at US Gamer says Walmart might be wanting to stream some games themselves. Google made headlines this week when it announced its arrival into the video game space with a new streaming venture called Stadia. But according to sources, another major corporation is investigating the video game streaming business too, and is none other than Walmart. Multiple sources familiar with Walmart's plan, who wish to remain anonymous, confirmed to USG that the retail giant is exploring its own platform to enter the now competitive video game streaming race. No other details were revealed other than it will be a streaming service for video games and that Walmart has been speaking with developers and publishers since earlier this year and throughout this year's Game Developers Conference. Mm. Walmart's discussions with developers for its streaming service have been secretive and it's unclear how far along the service is in development. But our sources are confident that this is a space Walmart is trying to move into. Though Walmart might sound like a strange company to be jumping into the streaming tech space, the move isn't wholly unexpected. In recent years, due to the competition from Amazon, Walmart has been increasingly looking into more tech-focused markets beyond its traditional physical retail chain. Over time, Walmart has integrated its physical stores with its large online presence, offering deliveries, app integrations, and in-store pickups for services. Walmart also has a technology arm in Silicon Valley called Walmart Labs, which has 6,000 employees and develops tech for Walmart's digital presence.
Ooh.
In addition, it boasts tools like CruxLux, which is a search engine designed to reveal the connection between any two people, places, or things. Well, that sounds terrifying. I don't know.
I want to see that.
They went Skynet at the very end. It's CruxLux is out there putting me and Barrett together.
Is that out?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. We're married now, Barrett. CruxLux said so.
Oh, my God.
It sounds secretive. I don't know what's going on.
Now I'm focusing on this CruxLux.
Well, get away from it. So we talked a little bit about a digital Xbox, and you sounded hesitant to it because you like having your physical media.
I do.
What is your take then on Stadia, on Xbox wanting to stream, maybe Walmart wanting to stream now?
I think it very much depends on how it is actually practically used in the space.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of times people, companies, what have you, come in, they sell us these like big dreams of what we can do. I just want to make sure like this is actually doing what it says it can do.
Yeah.
Because that would be
that's the biggest
awesome.
Problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I want to be so excited for. I am so excited for it. Yes, and I think we're going to get there regardless.
Yes, we are excited. We are excited.
But when it is like, but what is it going to be? What is it actually going to be? And like people were waking up to the fact I saw on Twitter today of like, wait, it just dawned on me that like if Steam can't run or if they won't let Steam run on your iOS device, there's no way they're going to let Stadia. It's like, oh, yeah, Stadia is not going to be.
Yeah.
But it's like it gets interesting where if Stadia and then whatever Xbox is doing actually work. And they're great. Mm-hmm. I've talked about how I would be really interested in probably, like, if I can play, if the Xbox could play my games anywhere and do all this different stuff, I'd be like, you know what? I really would do want to invest that. If it is as simple as playing with a controller, yeah. I'd also, for the first time ever, think of getting a phone, an Android phone, if I fell that head over heels into the ecosystem.
Yes.
And definitely. It all worked the way they say
if
it's going to
work. That's the biggest thing. Cause, like, you'll see some screenshots and then you'll see some clips and it's like, oh, this is cool. But then you get it and the practical use is just like, not applicable to life at all.
Right, because it sounds too good to be true, especially for someone who travels as much as you, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you set up, you have to put it together to try to get your games working.
Yeah, so if something like this actually works, then that's going to save me taking two extra bags on the road with me everywhere I go, and I can just use this type of setup. So, like, fingers crossed, hopefully. I mean, I feel like in this community, we're always kind of just, like, well-wishing and hoping for the best in every situation.
Yeah.
We've just been burned so many times.
Of course.
It's like,
that's why
we had
we had a question yesterday from somebody who was just like, why is everybody so, like, down on what the Stadia is trying to do? I'm excited. I'm like, no, we're all excited. Yeah. We've just been burned way too many times by all this.
So we don't want our expectations to go up here and then the production of it be, like, lower than what we wanted in our brains. Because, like, we blow it up ourselves.
Of course.
We do it to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing that they do. No. It's all us because we're like, oh, my God, we could do this. And we're like, wait, it can't? Oh,
yeah, exactly, right.
But it's like, no one told you it could do that.
That's why, again, I know I've talked about this at length GDC week. It's just like the Stadia conference was really good, but it didn't give you enough hard facts. So the next day when the rumor is that, it's going to be 25 megabits per second, everybody's pissed off because they were imagining with 1 megabit, one bar of LTE, they're going to be able to play 4K games and have it all work. It's like,
great.
We're not there yet. Walmart, even though Matt came and did a great job giving me context for it, still a weird one. What are you trying to stream games to Walmart? Come on. What are you talking about?
But I mean, I feel like so many people are doing it. It's like, it's almost become a thing. And not yet, but it's almost become like oversaturated.
It sounds like it's about to be, right? It's going to be Google and it's going to be Microsoft and PlayStation's still going. You assume PlayStation 5 is going to be a part of this. Yeah. You assume that, Walmart's going to get involved. Like, it's okay. We don't need this many.
The thing that I do like, though, is it's going to give a lot of people who are streaming that kind of bigger platform an opportunity to do something, because when they step into the space, they're going to have to bring somebody in who's already established to kind of give them some sort of backing.
And exactly.
Just give them some clout. And so I think it'll be good for those people.
Sure.
Don't already have exclusive deals or anything. Now we have some streamers who might not be at that top tier. And okay, now we're in the limelight. So that'll be cool for them, at least.
We'll see. But I mean, this is Walmart. I mean, it's going to be, it's them streaming games, right? Like they want to take on Google is what they're talking about. You know what
I
mean?
I do like seeing companies quarrel, though.
Yeah, these big corporations go at it. It's like, with Microsoft and Google, I believe you have the server infrastructure and you know how online works to get us there.
Yeah.
To actually get us across. Walmart, with all due respect, maybe I'm wrong. I cut off the story. There's more, obviously, from Matt Kim's report about how they do have a giant server farm they call Area 71 in Missouri. I was like,
what?
Okay, whatever. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Yeah, apparently. Like, a whole bunch of information on everybody on it. But it's like, I don't know. I'm excited to get there, but somebody's got to just get it out.
Yeah.
Just put it out there and let's start learning together on what the hell is going on with streaming these video games. Number three, guess what? Yesterday we talked about NPD sales. We talked about Metro only getting in there at like 8, right, on NPD, but it didn't include stuff. Today, Epic is firing back. Christopher Dring over at GamesIndustry.biz has this report. Deep Silver's Metro Exodus sold 2.5 times as many copies on the Epic Games Store during its launch window than its predecessor, Metro Last Light, managed on Steam. The numbers were revealed by the head of the store, Steve Allison, who said it proves that, quote, it's really about the games, not the store you sell on. We're super stoked to see this result, and one thing we can say for certain is Epic Games Store is sure to make many hundreds of millions of dollars for our development partners this year, Allison said. The implication from Epic is that Steam's huge and active user base isn't nearly as important as some might think. When you consider that Epic offers far more favorable commercial terms, it takes 12% revenue cut versus Steam's 30, then switching from Steam to the Epic Store may not be quite as risky as it first appears. However, Allison was right when he said it was about the game, and Metro Exodus is a far bigger play in the franchise compared to its predecessor. It had a bigger budget, a bigger marketing campaign, and it received high-profile spots during E3 press conferences. It was significantly more ambitious of a release than previous Metro titles, and so it would be expected to sell better. Indeed, the game posted bigger sales numbers physically, which is a rare occurrence in the current market. Have you been keeping up with all this stuff with your Epic and your Steam and every Epic stealing people and we're poaching people and Metro goes from being on Steam to like, we're not going to be on Steam anymore. We're going over here and doing all these different moves.
Yeah. I'm not as closely as information here states.
Yeah.
But I've heard things on the outskirts that there's just been lots of dust ruffling.
Yeah, right. And this is an interesting shot across the bow because yesterday's NPD report was hey, you charted in the top 10. That's great. But it was the conversation of, oh, man, maybe this brand new game should have been higher. But then yeah. There was the argument I was making. It was just like Metro is such a niche title that I don't think that's a breakout success that everybody's going to buy. And you're going to go see to the top five.
Did you play it?
For 2 seconds, I put it in. Yeah. And I was like, all right. Yeah. Just not my kind of thing.
So I didn't understand because I heard so much like crazy hype.
Yeah.
And I never played the other one.
Yeah.
And so when I started, I was like, oh, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand the hoopla.
Yeah. And I think it's moving Metro out of it and coming back to what Steve Allison's saying. It is true and it is interesting, right?
Yes.
That cool. It doesn't matter what platform that game is going to be on. People are going to go find it. Now, granted, it's a little bit apples to apples, right? It's not like it went from being available everywhere to just being available on PlayStation 4 or something, right? Yeah. It's just a different storefront, but it is good marketing for Epic that, hey, guess what? If you come over here, we can still sell move units.
Yeah,
definitely. Even though, again, it's a different spot.
And I didn't know that Steam took 30%.
Yeah.
That's wild. And Epic only takes 12%?
Yeah, that was their big thing,
That's huge.
Yeah.
Once you get into, like, the high dollars, like, that's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Epic, and that was the thing, is that Epic positioned themselves in the announcement of their store incredibly well because it was that Steam went in there and redid their numbers, where it was, if you're selling gajillions of units, we're going to take less. But if you're a normal developer and you come back, as you come down the scale, we're still 30 is what it's probably going to be.
Yeah.
And then Epic came out and was like, no, we don't care how many copies you sell. It's 12% for everybody. Yeah. And everybody's like, well,
yeah, if I'm selling games, I'm like, ooh. Okay.
Exactly. Right. Constantine has a question, though, and he wrote in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. What could Epic possibly be offering if they can convince a publisher to switch their release from Steam to the Epic Store? Metro Exodus was even more invested in a Steam release, pre-orders had been allowed, than The Outer Worlds, and even they still switched to Epic. Is it straight cash on top of a favorable revenue split? Ad space? Sexual favors? It seems ludicrous to leave Steam for a less mature platform that is hated by a lot of people for providing fewer features than Steam. And Epic is not helping their reputation by making these anti-consumer moves, parentheses, even if it helps the developer in the short term. How is Epic sweetening the deal so much that publishers are willing to switch sides and risk backlash and potentially lower sales, even considering the revenue split? You risk lower sales, I guess, in general, but that's what you probably wrote in before you saw this article. Not necessarily true.
Yeah.
That you don't have to worry about lower sales. You can make more sales here. It isn't the install base of Steam that's moving units. It's a fan base that's moving copies of a game. Mm. And so I do think it is, if you have an established fan base and brand, you can move to Epic and they'll come with you. I think Metro is a great example of that. And I also think Supergiant is. Mm. The Hades is over on the Epic Store, right? And everybody knows Supergiant. Transistor, Bastion. Games people love. Pyre. People know them. They want to go play their games. They're going to go where they go.
Yeah.
So I think it's that. And then I also think it's easy headlines. It's a better marketing revenue split. Headlines. It's an easy headline to be like, holy shit, Supergiant's game's only available on Epic. Epic's doing a great job of promoting those headlines on their own, let alone just letting them get generated. Mm-hmm. And then it's the argument of just, hey, guess what? If there's less competition on the store and there's fewer games to buy on the store, you get more ad space. You do get seen by more eyeballs, whether you're an actual banner ad or just there.
Yeah.
That's, I think, when we saw the success of indies on the Switch, when the Switch was getting going, right? It was because you'd hop into the thing and, oh, there it is. You'd see the
so many things. The Nindy, right there. Yeah.
Right, being promoted like right next to Mario because there was just fewer games to get into.
Yeah, and I think, obviously, like you said, like you just stated, having bigger space for ads and things like that, you get more time with everybody that's coming to the store. But I feel like it's more of a gamble on yourself because you know your game is doing well.
Yeah.
You know that your fan base is strong. So you're, it's kind of like a, I don't know if I'd say power play, but rather than betting on the place that you're selling it, you're betting on yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, this is my hard work. I know it's going to do well regardless of where it is.
Yeah.
Here, I have a better deal over here than over here. Yeah, of course we're going to jump ship.
And that's the thing. And I think you get to build on that and be a bigger fish in a smaller pond, right? Mm-hmm. And that does help. That does make you stand out in a lot of different ways. So, I think Epic is bullish right now. It's interesting, Constantine, you talk about the backlash and that they don't have as many features. I still think that Epic is going to have all the features that Steam has, but we can't compare them. I mean, you can because they're competing right now, but it's the idea that, I mean, legitimately, yes, they're competing with each other so you can compare them. But it is the fact that Epic is still in its infancy, right? The game store, whereas Steam's been around forever to learn all these things, make all these mistakes, grow the way they grew.
Yeah.
And so I think you'll continue to see Epic iterate. And I think the fact that they are a pro developer and they are, giving better deals and they're working with people that they've already worked with for so long in terms of just being an engine, here they are trying to make it.
Yeah, it's not like they're out here like making bad moves.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they occasionally make the bad move, but then they try to fix it. Oh, Barrett's got something
question
to say.
Question from the press pool, the peanut gallery.
I'm sorry, Barrett Courtney, reporter from kindoffunny.com.
Constantine mentions also Epic Store making anti-consumer moves. What examples are there of them making anti-consumer moves?
I think there's a whole bunch. But here's my thing is, and again, we've talked about this before. I'll say it again. For full disclosure, I'm not the PC guy. I'm not invested in this. We've had people write in about it before. There's been really good breakdowns on the subreddit.
Okay.
Where they go, actually, can you Google around while I'd go? Because there's a great breakdown on the subreddit. Okay. But it is stuff like their return policy was doinkers for a while. It wasn't that great. Okay. But then they fixed it and they've gone and they're doing this thing. But it was a bunch of different things of. And it's all listed on the subreddit, and I know it's going to be hard for you to find, Barrett, but I'm going to move on, and you can give it to me later. Kindoffunny.com/you're wrong if you want to give me that link to that subreddit where somebody did a great, great takedown to explain it to me, a console plebe, why this is an issue that I don't understand.
Can I drop one thing about that?
Please.
So I really enjoy when companies will own up to whatever it is that they did and then rectify it, because I feel like that says a lot more than just, okay, so we have all the answers, here we go, everything's perfect, like... It's going to be so hard for someone to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And so anytime that the community says, hey, this is wrong, can we fix it? And they go, perfect, cool.
Yeah.
You guys want it? We got you.
100%. And that, for me, is what 2019 is if you want to be a successful company.
Yeah.
Is that you have to have those things, right? You have to be there and you have to be involved with your community and you have to talk about this. And you have to know what you don't know.
Yes.
And take that feedback and do different things and change on it and pivot when you can.
Being humble.
Exactly.
Very important.
While Barrett looks for what I was talking about, number four, we have details on the Mortal Kombat beta. The Mortal Kombat 11 closed beta begins next week on Wednesday, March 27th in North America. It will run through Sunday, March 31st. All players who pre-order Mortal Kombat 11 on PlayStation 4 and all Xbox will receive at select retailers will receive access to the closed beta, which features 5 different characters, each with unique abilities and fatalities, including fan favorite fighters Baraka, Jade, Cabal, Scarlet, and Scorpion. Players participating in the closed beta will experience a preview of the all-new custom character variation system, which will offer nearly infinite customization options to personalize fighters with a variety of skins, gears, special abilities, intro and victory cinemas, taunts and brutalities. Yes. Gameplay modes offered in the closed beta will include online multiplayer matches along with Towers of Time, a single-player mode where players can test their skills through various challenges, providing more ways than ever to continue the Mortal Kombat 11 experience.
Preach. Preach. I love Mortal Kombat so much.
Do you know? I had no idea. You're so quiet about it.
I love Mortal Kombat. So I got into the beta that they just had, the stress test. Oh my God. Unbelievable. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. But the thing with that, so you got to see the customization stuff as well. So they had just 3 characters available. But the thing about it is you're really only in this beta like if you play Mortal Kombat. So yeah, for a couple hours we're just getting wrecked.
But
it's still a good time.
So you
time.
Love Mortal Kombat, but you're not like pro level.
No.
You're not going out there at Evo.
Good Lord.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
I mean, I might in Tekken a little bit,
Sure, yeah.
Show some ones and twos. But I'm trying to get better at Mortal Kombat. Obviously, when it drops and I can go through the practice mode and everything, that's going to increase. But dude, I feel like as far as franchises, like they have done this one so right. because they had the huge like release party explaining that Ronda Rousey was Sonya Blade. So that party, it wasn't just like showing off the game. They had a ton of different activities there. Like you could go into a room to like test your might, and it was like a destroy stuff. They had somebody giving Mortal Kombat tattoos. They had a guy
Real tattoos?
Yeah, like real tattoos. They had Mosh there doing custom shoes. You could go into like a green screen area, and they do like they'd make a fatality gif.
Oh, that's
you.
Cool.
So whatever limb you grabbed, the background would be the person missing that one and blood dripping from it and fatality. So it was like an entire event, almost like a little Mortal Kombat carnival. So it was so awesome. And that's like the best kind of like informational release party for a game that I've been to in a very long time.
Okay.
So it was so dope.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
This one comes from Blackjack at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, who writes in and says, "Hey Greg and the commish, what's good?"
Ooh.
This one is mostly for X. I know he likes to play fighting games on up, up, down, down. Did you see the Mortal Kombat 11 Kotal Kahn reveal trailer that dropped yesterday?
No.
He immediately got his ass beat by Jackie Briggs, and she did hit her fatality on him. What the fuck? It was supposed to be his reveal trailer. Why do they have to do my boy dirty like this? Well, I actually really liked Mortal Kombat, I actually like Kotal in Mortal Kombat X. He was one of the more interesting new characters, in my opinion. Seriously, though, how pumped are you for Mortal Kombat 11, Xavier? And Greg, what would convince you to give the story mode a shot? It's really good. Keep up the great work, Blackjack.
I am very pumped for it, obviously. So this is messed up. So that came out, and I tried to watch it, but I couldn't get service yesterday.
Sure.
And so then
streaming
by
future, here
back,
it comes.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm missing this. So I completely forgot to watch it last night when I got to my hotel. So I will watch it as soon as we get done with this. But yeah, I heard that too. Jackie Briggs just messed him up and did all her stuff on him. So just completely squashed him.
That's cool. It flipped the trailer on its head, right?
Yeah. But wait, so you don't play Mortal Kombat?
No. I respect it and I like it. Don't get me wrong. It's just one of those, I can't, fighting games in me, I loved it back in the day. Yeah. I played on the Genesis. I was all over it. And that was really it. I reviewed one at IGN when it was DC versus Mortal Kombat. And I reviewed that. That was a bad call, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? That was when IGN reviewed everything and they didn't care if you knew what the fuck you're talking about. So whatever. I like them, but I just can't get into the actual combat. It's just not how I want to play. I like more fluid gameplay where I'm not trying to memorize moves.
Yeah.
It was very similar to me when the WWE license went from being with Activision, Acclaim, and they were making the ones where I had to do the combos for the games, to then jumping to what it was with THQ, now 2K, where it was more like, okay, cool, strong grapple, weak grapple. I don't have to worry about combos and stuff. That's what I want to go to when I go into a game. And so, like, for me personally with the story mode, I'm not even being facetious. There's literally no way. And I know this because I loved the story mode in Injustice 1.
Yeah.
I was terrible at it. And so there'd literally be fights where if you lost twice, they would just make the third one super easy.
Yeah.
So I would just put the controller down and lose twice and then pick it up and get through to see the next cutscene. I tried to do it with Injustice 2 because Tim's like, dude, it's an even better story.
The story is incredible.
So good.
I just couldn't do it. I was just like, I just don't like this. Right. Even when I was like just doing I was just like, I can't do it.
So then would you even at least, because you know you can go on YouTube and just
watch
the whole
cutscene. Sure. Oh yeah, totally. I read the Injustice comics. I'll watch party of Mortal Kombat 11 thing. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So if you won't do the story mode, watch party.
When you play it, invite me over. I was watching. I'll go over the commentating and do that. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get Ed Boon to come. Boon, great dude. You know what I mean?
So
that's
nice.
The other thing. Exactly.
So nice. Yeah. Super kind. It's always weird for me, especially because, like, obviously being in the gaming space now for, like, maybe, like, 4 years, I still feel like there's like, a million things I need to do to, like, you know, like, show myself and just get out there.
Yeah.
And so when I get chances to meet people like Ed Boon and sit and talk with them for, like, 10 minutes, and then we're just, like, geeking out about like random Mortal Kombat stuff,
sure.
I'll leave and my brain is just like fizzled out. Cause I'm like, what's happening? Like,
yeah,
it'll
be
like me and Kofi, and be like, we just talked to Ed Boon.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
And then whenever I see Ed and he's like, oh, hey, Greg. And I'm like, hey, and we just say, he's just the nicest, smiliest guy.
Yeah.
And then he walks away and you watch the trailer and it's fucking limbs getting ripped off and things exploding. I'm like, what's going on with this, man?
This came from in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Many of you have now you're wronged in here with the links. Barrett, you're wronged me with some stuff here, right?
Don't know if it's the right one, though.
What I'm looking at, so the one I'm pulling up right is from the Kinda Funny subreddit, right?
Gotcha.
Which was posted by ReamPup, and this is a month ago. Steam versus Epic Store, parentheses, I stole this image from r/Steam, follow up after today's Kinda Funny Games Daily discussion, right? I guess I should link this to you, right, Barrett, so you can put it up while I talk about it. Again, this is unconfirmed stuff, but there's multiple threads about why Steam and this, that, and the other, right? So the idea here is, Barrett's going to pull it up, but if you're an audio listener, it's cloud saves, yes on Steam, no on Epic. User profiles, yes on Steam, no on Epic. User reviews, yes on Steam, no on Epic. Forums, yes, no. Mod distribution. distribution. Steam Workshop, no. Friends list and chat, yes, yes. That was our first yes, yes. Groups, yes, no. Item trading, Steam Marketplace, no. Library sorting, yes, no. Account sharing, family sharing, no. Streaming to other services, stream in-home streaming for Steam, no for Epic. Broadcasting, yes, no. Screenshot capture sharing, yes, no. User created guides, yes, no. Wish list, yes, no.
Gotcha.
So that's what people are. But then it gets. There's another one people have linked me to from subreddit PC Master Race that continues to go, where Epic Store is awful and anti-consumer. Here's why we should boycott it. They have a whole bunch of things here, right? It has terrible security. People get hacked all the time. Awful customer service. Games are more expensive due to Epic regional pricing. Epic makes you pay a transaction fee before purchasing a game. You can't play games offline. No social features like chat. No controller support. Which is that their games can use controllers, but there's no like native. Hey, Epic Games lets you plug in a controller and then it works for everything. Okay. That was confusing for me as a console noob.
I was like, wait, what?
There's no achievements, no cloud saves, no game form, and it goes on like that. So I get it, and I definitely think all of these people who are very fired up on their PC subreddits know way more than me. Mm-hmm. My only thing would be, I imagine Epic is building all of that and putting all of that in as they go. Right now, it is very boilerplate, very basic, and maybe their security shouldn't be very basic if that's a real problem that people are seeing.
That's step one.
But yeah, it's one of those, again, we're comparing it to Steam, this juggernaut that's been around for years and been doing it for years, to Epic, who's trying to replicate it and get out there.
So it's like piece by piece.
I didn't know all those features were needed to do TurboTax. You know what I'm saying, Greg?
There it is! PC gaming sucks! I love 30 frames a second! Number five, and finally on the Roper Report, last night was the Game Developer Choice Awards. I thought I'd give you a rundown of who won what while I snuck wine in. Best audio went to Celeste. Best debut went to Florence Team for Mountains. Best design, Into the Breach. Best mobile game, Florence. Innovation Award went to Nintendo Labo. Best narrative went to Return of the Obra Dinn. Best technology went to Red Dead Redemption 2. Best visual art went to Grizz, or whatever you want to call it. Best VR game went to Beat Saber, motherfucker, yeah. Mm-hmm. Audience award went to Beat Saber, motherfucker, yeah. And then game of the year was God of War. The Pioneer Award went to Riko Kodamama. And then Lifetime Achievement Award went to Amy Hennig. So there you go. Mm. It was a fun time had by all.
Great
time. Awards great are cool. Time. Celebrate the industry.
Especially Florence.
Florence is
love
so good,
Florence,
right?
God,
it's that game that I don't think about often. Loved it.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, it was on my top 10 for the year. But like last night when it popped up today Florence, like oh, and the music starts playing, it's like oh my heart,
it hits you.
Oh my heart.
That's why you can't think about it a lot, because then you'll just cry.
I ordered the vinyl when they put up the vinyl on pre-order. I was like, hell yeah, yeah, I want that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So so you guys told me about it. I have heard about it. Sitting.
We
right
do
here.
That a lot. We turn people onto games.
Yeah. Hot stuff. So we actually played it on my YouTube channel, Up Up Down Down. Go subscribe if you have yet to subscribe already.
Best YouTube channel on the YouTube.
Yes. So I played it, and then one of our ladies there, Kathy Kelly, she played it. And so the way it's edited together is really cool. It's the one scene, and the screen will light up on her when she's experiencing it. And
Then
go back to me and my experience.
Yeah.
And so like it gets to a point where we're both like, we're not in the same place at all.
Yeah.
Filmed completely different times, but it feels like we're playing this game together.
That's cool.
And it's like she starts kind of sniffing, and then it plays a little bit of the scene, then I'm sniffing, and then we're both crying at the same things. Yeah. And it's like, dude, regardless of who you are, the game just hits you.
Have you played Emily Is Away?
No.
You need to play Emily Is Away.
Is it going
to
hurt me?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, depending on your choices. Well, no, I guess Emily Away, yes. Emily Away is going to hurt you. Okay. Emily Is Away 2 probably won't hurt you unless you're a dumb like Tim who makes the wrong decision when I'm screaming at him not to make that decision. But no, you should play both those games, and that's a good edit that way.
Yeah.
Or it would be cool to sit there and do it together.
Okay, that's on mobile too?
Oh, no, it's a PC game.
PC game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. PC guy.
I'm a PC expert, guys. Yeah. No big deal. But the idea is that it's all through Instant Messenger, and it's set in that time period where you'd be using Instant Marriage, like late 90s, early 2000s. So it's got all that, and you're like changing song. You know, people have song lyrics as their away messages and shit. It's great. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Can we incorporate some live journal in there?
I think there might be references too. You do click on old YouTube stuff, and it's you totally do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I'll make a note after this for you.
Perfect.
Austin.
Okay.
I am excited to see you play Emily Is Away, but that's going to be so long from now. If I needed something more immediate, like say, what came to the mom and grop shops today, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, We the Revolution on PC, Junk Planet on Switch, Croiler Sigma on Switch. All Was Awakening on PlayStation 4. Attacknoids on PC. 1406 on PC. Pix Vault on PC. Block a Pix Deluxe on Switch. Horror Stories 3DS. Rogue Bit on Switch. And then guess what? It's time for the weekly Nintendo drop. These are all Switch games. Alien Cruise. Paul Criff, an old school shooter. Arcade Archives, Elevator Action. Jared Petty is celebrating somewhere. Assault on Metaltron. Azure Saga Pathfinder Deluxe Edition. Bargain Hunter. Grand Prix Story.
Is this like the game dev stories? What's on Switch now?
Oh, Kairosoft games have been coming to Switch for a while now. Grand Prix Story probably. Yeah, it's full and demo versions. You want to pull it up for me to make sure they're.
What?
Bear Courtney, if you want to get on there, give me a Grand Prix Story Switch. Let me see. Full and demo versions available.
I've been playing Tetris 99 like it was my job, and I still can't get a win.
That's my man.
Have you gotten any wins?
No.
Okay.
Three is the highest I've gotten. Okay. Kevin's got two now.
Okay, nice.
I got one.
A bunch of my friends have gotten wins, but I said this is the only Battle Royale game that I have a chance.
Yeah.
And I still can't.
Yeah.
I play on the treadmill. Just walk and do it. Are you serious right now?
There he goes.
These Kairosoft games are on Switch?
Yeah, this has been happening for a while, man.
I'm out of the loop. I'm wrestling too much.
I agree. You know what I mean? I've been saying for a while WWE should fire you. And I'm glad.
Why not have to fire me?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, maybe you should just understand Vince has got a plan and that's how it should be. And
can we talk about games, please? That's why I'm here.
No, okay.
That's why I'm here.
It turns out it's there. You can play it. Apparently, full and demo versions available today. Yeah. Then Hook, Reptilian Rebellion, Rogue Bit, Star Drone, Witch and Hero. I don't know. Is this easy to make you happy? I would have done something. You know what I mean?
These are like. No lie, like my favorite.
Oh my god,
games.
No game dev story? You kidding me? Amazing,
incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Have you done the water park one?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have all of them.
Okay.
Oh man,
you'd get along with Jared. New dates for you. Hatu Port Sniper Assassin Map is coming to Hitman 2 on March 26th. Sorry if I didn't say any of those words right. It's time for reader mail, but first I'm going to tell you about our sponsors. Number one, Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. Ooh. While other brokerages charge you up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all your profits.
What?
That's right! Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the stock market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Kinda Funny Games Daily a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at games.robinhood.com. That's games.robinhood.com.
That is incredible.
Indeed.
A free stock?
Yeah.
Come on, you guys better jump in.
Speaking of jumping in, let's talk about bras. Third Love is our next sponsor. Using millions of real women's measurements, Third Love designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind for an impeccable fit and incredible feel. Why is Third Love so good? The Fit Finder Quiz. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken the Fit Finder Quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for the perfect fit and premium feel. Answer a few simple questions and find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually fun. It takes just less than a minute to complete. Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. But don't take my word for it. Take my wife's. She ordered from Third Love and loves her bra. She told me it doesn't feel cheap like most bras. It's mostly meant to be worn strapless, but it came with two sets of straps.
What?
Two sets of straps!
Two sets of straps?
Two sets of straps, Austin!
Stay out here giving straps away.
Be like Jen and get your straps!
What? Get your straps on.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they are offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/games now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
I'm gonna have to get a bra.
Thirdlove.com/games for 15% off today.
15% off? That's not a deal, ladies and gentlemen. That is a steal.
That's good. That's gonna be their slogan. I'm gonna kick that to them. Here we go. Now I understand it's rough right now. For you and the WWE, your relationship with them, everything's going on. Vince is making good decisions. You're mad at him for
incorrect.
Doing that. He's trying to make the product better.
Correct, but moving on.
Daniel Summers writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and it wants you to have a little bit of a happier tinge just for this moment. Hello, Greg and Xavier. My question is for Xavier and WWE's place in video games. For the most part, WWE games are just that. WWE. Is there another way you would like to see it represented in the industry. For example, instead of creating a traditional rhythm game like Rock Band, Tim Schafer created Brutal Legend, a real-time strategy heavy metal-inspired game with Jack Black as the lead and a slew of cameos from fellow rock legends. If given the chance to create a WWE-inspired video game, what type of game would it be, and what awesome cameos would you like to see in it?
Well, thank you very much. Apparently, you wanted me to segue directly into the reason that I'm here at GDC in the first place. So, I have been canoodling this idea in my mind for a little while. Instead of putting my money here or there or elsewhere or putting it in a savings account or saving for my son's college, I'm going to create a small game studio and I'm making my own games. And that
is this real?
This is real.
Is this an exclusive announcement? Did I miss this?
It's not exclusive. I've been talking about it here and there. Like on my Twitch, all the donation money or any money that I garner from Twitch, everybody knows goes directly into the account to go towards the game studio. So I essentially want to start making small mobile games.
Awesome.
And so at the time when this idea started a few months ago, my thought process is gaming company comes to WWE and they say, hey, we want to use these likenesses. Okay, so now they have to have the legal teams talk about licensing, XYZ. That's a huge nightmare. But if these games are coming from in-house, then licensing's not an issue. And I want to do things like make games that have nothing to do with wrestling. So, for instance, one of them, we'll just give a full idea because you can't take it from me anyway.
Pitch it, hardy pitch har, it. This har. Is trademarked.
Yes. Have you played games like Diner Dash?
Of course.
Sally's Spa?
Yeah.
So I want to make one called Claudio's Cafe. Like Cesaro, so he's a barista,
sure.
And it's the time management thing and doing things like that. So we're using the likenesses of the people that you see on Raw, SmackDown, NXT in these games that have nothing to do with wrestling because people already like those characters.
Sure.
They like those personalities, and these are actually fun games. So I don't want to make games that just have the WWE logo so they can make a little bit of money. I want to make games that are fun, that people would want to play, that also happen to have that logo on them.
Huh.
And so that's where I see WWE games in the future.
So my question for you then would be, are you talking all of it in-house, or are you talking like a Marvel Games kind of thing where you're like the producer? There's the WWE Games brand. Mm-hmm. You're the producer lead on it, and so then you partner with other developers outside of the WWE team. They make the games, but you're obviously creative control.
Yeah, so what I'm the idea right now,
yeah,
as of right now that I have, is to bring in a few people, 3-4 people, and we start making small games, and that becomes our little studio.
Okay, so
if that does well, okay, now those people are on full time, and we can crank out more games. But I want to create a proof of concept first, bring it to them, and now we can make a full game. We put that out there. If it does well, awesome. If not, okay, we figure out what went wrong. We try something else again. But the goal is to create our own studio that I get to say, yay, we're making this game today. And everybody goes, okay, dope, because we all speak the same nerd language and we want it to look like this. We want it to be have these superstars involved. We want it to be in this setting. And we can crank that out in whatever amount of time we need to do that. And now we're making games in that space under that banner. But like I said, they have nothing to do with wrestling. We're making RPGs. We're making action games. We're making racing games.
Please make another Crush Hour.
Dude, I would make a Twisted Metal.
Perfect, I'll take it.
And it would be so nasty because there's lots of ideas. There's lots of ideas. Of course, I want to make stuff and then partner with cool people who used to make like incredible games that the series is kind of gone by the wayside.
Okay.
And then bring that into the fold as well. Cause like, so specifically Twisted Metal is something that I'm super into.
Yeah.
So we make a couple of games and then maybe we're like, hey, we have enough money to buy this IP. Dope. Let's do this. And so we grab here. Now we're mixing and intertwining stuff that shouldn't be mixed and intertwined.
Sure.
And it makes a cool experience for the consumer because now you're getting two things that you love mashed together than you never thought you would get. But then the gameplay is actually fun. The stories are actually fun.
Yeah.
It's live action. It's like the FMV games.
Totally.
The
cutscenes,
stuff like that.
Night Trap starring Xavier Woods.
Yeah. So we have stuff like that. But that's it. That's what the current idea is. So
that's rad.
That's where I see it.
So have you been doing meetings at GDC with developers and I've
been talking to a lot of people.
Sure.
So obviously me not being fully in like the developmental side of this gaming space.
Oh, jeez.
Of course.
How's it going?
Of course, nobody told
Andy,
you.
Andy, get out.
You know what? The champ. The champ is here. Have a seat.
Oh,
champ.
No. I was just coming to see if you needed anything to drink or any sort of
beverage. No. Do you
nobody told me
to
you were going
to
be here.
Do you need a coffee?
Oh, yeah. I'll take a coffee. Sure. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
By all means.
Oh, wow.
We made that for you first.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. How's your week going so far?
It's been great. It's been great. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, give it up one time. Champ.
There it is.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Can we cut back to that one? Of Greg? There it is. Look how much better it looks right now.
Wow!
Woo! Yeah!
Johnny, did you find the eye for the belt yet? Is that something? No, still missing, huh? No, wow, you've really taken care of the championship since it was ripped away from me. Since it was stolen from me while I was on vacation.
Yeah, that is good, Kai. I'm just gonna... I'm gonna take it with me.
No problem. Of course, it's yours.
Hey,
good to see you. Good to see you too.
Cheers.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Let's enjoy the rest of your show, everyone. Cheers.
And that's what you like to see. Champion who knows to come in, show his face to his people, to his best friends.
Yeah.
He wasn't even supposed to be here.
Woo!
And he showed up to see you guys. That's the kind of man that Johnny Ace is. That's the kind of champion Johnny Ace is. I can put a microphone in front of him. He does great with everybody from Us Weekly to TMZ, People Magazine, Time. He's going to be on the cover of Time. He's in the running.
Is he? I didn't know he's going to be on the cover of Time.
He's in the running. He's most likely going to win.
Huh.
Yeah. What a champion. What
That's
a champion.
News to me. I didn't realize that.
The champ of the people.
Champ
he's,
of the
he's
people.
He's something, all right. He is something.
Yeah.
Kofi got what he deserved. The nanobiologist!
The nanobiologist wrote it! It's a different situation!
Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, oh, god damn it. And says, what's up, honorable, straight shooting, unnerving, commish!
You gotta say it from the gut. Commish! You wanna try it again?
You give it to me one more time?
Commish!
Commish!
There you go. That's great. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And he ends it, and co-host. That'd be me.
Got him!
Honorable Mr. Woods, I travel a lot for work. Mm-hmm. What I haven't struck yet is a good balance of being able to game on the road, working out, and getting all the work I need done, finished. How do you do it? I assume you're on the road a lot for WWE and need to stay in great shape as well. Have you struck a good balance between that trinity? And what tips do you have for people who still struggle with finally finding a good balance while on the road and at home?
Yes, definitely I found the balance. So for us, it normally goes, belching.
Oh, happens all the time.
That's breakfast. That's bacon. We normally go to the town, find a gym, get some food, yep. Go to the show. That night, drive to the next town, and then rinse and repeat. And so what I'll normally do is I'll try to play some during the day before the show. If I haven't played at all, then I might play it for a little bit when I get to the hotel that night, just like before I pass out. Jump on, play Tetris for like 35 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever, fall asleep. But working out, I would say like it's easiest to get that done early in the morning or just when you wake up. So give yourself however much time you need to go to the gym or just to be on the treadmill or to go for like a jog outside. Even if I recommend just like get up and do something for 15 minutes just to move around, to like get a sweat going before you take a shower. And you're gonna feel a lot better throughout the rest of the day. And you'll find that you'll be able to manage your time a lot better because you're in a better mood automatically because the endorphins are pumping through you for the whole day. So I'd say get the physical stuff done in the morning and then you can kind of intersplice games throughout the day. Depending on what it is you're doing, what kind of setup you have, recommend a Switch. Highly recommend a Switch. That helps a ton. But yeah, you can also play. You can play Switch while you're at the gym.
Sure, that's so true. That's what I've heard. I don't know. Yeah. But I can't give a ringing endorsement of that one just yet.
For like cardio stuff, you can just be on a treadmill and just walk on an incline, and that's cardio. So yeah. Do that for 40 minutes, and you're
how much do you
Switch.
Sleep though? Because it is this thing that you're performing, you're traveling,
yeah.
You're working out. But you're playing and you're streaming, you're making the YouTube content as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand when you sleep.
So I don't sleep a lot.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Did you train your body? Are you just like, are you always tired? Or is your body just used to it? That's what it's
used
is
to
now.
It. Yeah. So like so when I came in here this morning, I was kind of like groggy.
Sure.
But as soon as the camera's on,
got that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we turn off, I'll kind of go back into like sleep mode.
Yeah. You'll apologize for all the stuff with Johnny Ace because you won't be in like character.
Apologize.
Yeah.
For what?
I fucking hate
but I don't understand. There's nothing to apologize for. You can apologize to me for being so rude. I'm a guest.
Yeah, I'm a Greg, guest apologize.
In these
you
hallowed halls.
My coffee. In these hallowed halls. There's an apology needed somewhere along the line from somebody. I'm not sure where.
You're in charge. Can't you like snap your fingers and get a coffee?
I don't
right
like
here?
To do that. No. I don't like to throw my weight
oh,
around.
Oh, see, look
here.
At you.
You know
see,
what I mean? I'm a nice guy.
Are you?
Yeah. A lot of people say I'm a nice guy. You got screwed over. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't know what you mean. Yeah, well, okay. What's the next question?
I'm trying to see if I want to do one.
Yeah.
You want one? All right, let's see. Here, then you can have this. You can talk. Let's just do this one. You ready?
Okay.
The Hungarian Sausage writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Says, good morning, KFGD team. The other day, we witnessed a revelation in the gaming industry. Angry Greg voice. Cuphead the Switch! and Angry Greg voice. My question is, with Microsoft playing nice with Nintendo and bringing a previously console-exclusive game to the Switch, will Sony follow? Do you believe Sony to be reliving a period of hubris, or will they review their pride and give the gamers what they want? A PlayStation exclusive to Switch, not a remake or a remaster. Angry Greg voice. Bring Persona 5 to Switch, you cowards! And Angry Greg voice. Thank you and keep up the hard work.
Never
the Hungarian sausage. No, PlayStation's not going to.
Definitely not.
I mean, Persona 5, Barrett continues to say won't happen.
Nope.
Yeah.
I still think it could happen.
To Switch?
Think, yeah.
Nah.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying it could happen. Stranger things have happened. Mick World, it could happen. You know what I mean? It could happen. They just put a different thing. Persona 5 R, like they've been talking about. There's different things. Contracts expire all the time. Things happen all the time. However, in a more general sense, no, PlayStation's not going to do that and bring games to Switch. They don't need to.
No.
The reason Xbox is doing all this is because I do think they have a mindset of gamers first. We're trying to build the best thing.
Yeah.
But they are on that level because they need to have these goodwill moments and reasons for people to come back to the platform they don't use that often or don't have.
And also, too, I feel like, obviously, yes, Sony is a big conglomerate as well, but I feel like when I think about Sony and I think about like the video games aspect, like it's such its own thing that's huge over here. As for some reason, when I think of Microsoft and Xbox, I think of Xbox lumped in with everything that Microsoft does.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know, and this could be completely incorrect, but just the way that it's perceived in my mind is Sony games is this huge thing here and they're doing their own thing. They don't want anybody else. They don't need anybody else. They are a monster over here by themselves. Yeah. But Xbox and Microsoft are worried about not just the games, but they're worried about the TVs and the computers and all this other stuff that is lumped in with games.
I definitely think Sony's more siloed. You know what I mean? I think there is the PlayStation business, there is the TV business, there is the soundbar business, and that, and movie business and such like that. We've seen that, I think, time and time again. And Microsoft does, and even though, you know, I know at Sony there was the one they pushed for a long time of, like, when Kaz was in charge trying to bring everybody together. Mm-hmm. I do think, at Microsoft, it is a much more, it's Microsoft. And I think you've seen that with the way they're embracing, it looks like, bringing Xbox Live to PC, the way they have the Play Anywhere titles, and what they're now doing. I think Xbox, I don't want to say desperate, but the Xbox is in a position where to make up ground and get in a better spot, they need to be aggressive and they need to do really pro-consumer moves, and that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Whereas PlayStation is killing it and is no reason for them to give you anywhere else to play their games. Come play the games here.
Yeah. Microsoft is fighting as if there's a fight, and Sony's like, nah, we're good.
We're running away. Don't worry about it. Austin?
Greg?
It's time to squad up.
This is where
people write in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, giving me their name, username, platform of choice, and why they need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find them, and everybody plays games together. Today, Lo Keenan needs help on PlayStation 4. The PSN username is MantisMD94. That's MantisMD94. Never been much of a multiplayer guy, but Division 2 has me hooked. I'm looking to squad up with some best friends. Hit me up if you want to play. If you want to play, what now? What now?
I just got a text from
Nick,
John.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, it's good to see you. How's everything?
See you as well. Yeah, that's good. John texted me and said to bring you these. I guess it's the closest thing we have to sour grapes. So there you go. They're just tomatoes, I guess. But
are these Andy's tomatoes?
Yeah, I got to bring them back to them unless I don't like mess with them or whatever.
Cool. John walked off in like coffee. Someone couldn't see. Yeah, it was really rude.
Oh, wow. Nothing we can do about that.
he's gone.
I hate them all. I hate everything.
You want to come here or something? Can I get you something?
Some water. Cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
If you want to play the Division with Keenan, hit him up. MantisMD94. Over. On the PSN.
Help him out.
It's time to check in with You Are Wrong. Of course, people watch us live, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If we screw something up, they can go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up. Okay, nanobiologist sent over... And I'm catching up. Hold on. Sorry. We already did that. Here we go. Sean HBG said Epic has a roadmap of coming features on a glorious Trello board that you can link to. Mm. I linked to and I clicked on it. You can see here. Yeah. Recently shipped items, store search, free game notification, code redemption improvements, collections, near term, search by genre and tag, improvements.
Thanks, man. I hate everybody.
Improvements offline. So, yeah, there's this whole thing that you can go see and see what they are. So, they are actively working on everything. Long term. Which is greater than 6 months, they have achievements, shopping cart, direct carrier billing. So yeah, you can see them building the store and trying to fix what people aren't happy with. Lord of Pwn says, Kairosoft titles currently on Switch are the following: Hot Spring Story, mm-hmm. Game Dev Story, Dungeon Village, and Grand Prix Story.
I love Hot Spring Story so much. I love it.
No, the final "you're wrong" here comes from Brandon Hofer, who says, Vince is wrong, the whole situation is wrong, long live hashtag Kofi Mania and the New Day. But you're wrong. That's
my
not.
Man.
That's not right. No, that's not how.
Greg, what were these? What were these?
Those are tomatoes. But those are Andy's tomatoes that I don't understand have any reference to do with anything here.
What do they represent?
Well, they're sour grapes, and you're holding them. Who's got sour grapes? Who's,
sour grapes.
Oh, my boss is mean. I might quit. That's you.
No. I'm handing them out. See that? There was no complaining in me saying that. Not a complaint by any means. It was nothing but a thank you because I was already doing this.
What
does
that mean?
I was already working two jobs. Now I know I only need to work one. That's a thank you. I can do less work, and I'll feel great. My body won't be beat to crap all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be doing game stuff.
Sure.
I'll be here making your life way more fun, lot more.
Yeah, okay, see that? Great, yeah. You've really made it great today.
Yeah, see?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames. Watch it live. Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. Watch it later. YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames. RoosterTeeth.com. And listen on podcast services around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, where do you want to direct people to keep up with your reign of terror?
I need you to relax on that. Reign of happiness. Reign of joy. Reign of positivity. Check me out on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Xavier Woods PhD. Check me out on the Snapchats, Used Food, because I'm the
You can curse here.
I know.
But your brand can't
curse.
Yeah,
my brand. Yeah, okay. I can, but I use it sparingly.
Sure. You know. Save it up for when you really, really want to.
Yeah, exactly.
When I really want to screw somebody over.
You could see, he's so upset. He's so upset. All these sour grapes.
Justice.
Also, check me out on the YouTube's Up, Up, Down, Down. Greatest YouTube channel of all time. Go subscribe if you have yet to subscribe already. Also, check me out on the Twitch. Twitch.tv/AustinCreed. We on there. Every dollar that comes to me from that Twitch account goes right into me building that small game studio, hopefully eventually becoming a large game studio. And then hopefully we'll be on stage at some point at E3, be like, hey, here's our new dope game. Check out this trailer. It's a narrative and Greg is in it. See?
Oh, okay. If that's how it all ends up, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's what we're building this to.
We're building towards big narrative games.
Okay, cool. Greg of War.
Well,
we can steal Corey Barlog.
Actually, I would really enjoy Greg of War.
Yeah.
If you were a DLC skin in God of War, I'd run back, through
Portillo. It's not even Atreus, it's me and Portillo.
Yes, you and Portillo.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.